This is the GTA Netcast, a GTA podcast from GTAnet.com. Deep Left Theft Auto, you gotta make a mark and move when you want to. Deep Left Determination, to steal what you can and run from the nation. Episode number 3 for Monday, March the 31st, 2008. We're on Ustream.tv, live and in color. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the GTA Netcast, the Grand Theft Auto podcast that doesn't suck. This is episode number 3 for Monday, March the 31st, 2008. We're broadcasting live over Ustream. We're going to start doing this on a regular basis every Sunday. And I know today is Monday. It's just a little bit of a mix-up. Joining me in the chat on Skype right now is Ate and TD, Tenacious D, both from Zaibatsu, one of the official gangs on GTA forums. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Say hello, TD.
Hello again.
All right, so going on to the question of the day, we were going to ask if EA took over Take-Two, would you buy future GTA games? But that topic was already brought up yesterday after the recording failed. So instead, we're going to ask this. Achievements, the achievements list that has been popping up for Xbox 360, it's been popping up around the web. Do you think it's legitimate? Personally, I think it's a load of crap. You guys, what do you think?
Well, I think some of the names might be legit because they seem pretty, they seem well thought out. But I think some of the, I think they were based on fact. But I don't know. I mean, I think the descriptions are false because they're not even grammatically correct, some of them. But yeah. What do you think, TD?
Well, I think it's quite possible that it's just some fanboy trying to make up something just so they can try and get a bit of fame, to be totally honest.
That's probably it.
I can't see this is the kind of thing that's going to leak out early. You know,
I think...
Because it hardly seems to be.
Yeah, if Rockstar actually released it or told anyone, they would have told the big previews and would have found out that way. I mean, I don't think one little site's going to find out about it and then just make it. I think it's just all made up, actually, now. I'm thinking about it. I mean, they didn't even get the, what's it called, right, did they? The only one we have right. The only one we know, which is the one-man army, didn't even get that right. So, it's all a little bull, I reckon. I've changed my mind.
I think the biggest giveaway, to me anyway, is that it's complete crap. Would just be the name that they're using in the top left-hand corner of this image. It says GTA 4. Now, all of the official stuff coming out of Rockstar refers to it as Grand Theft Auto 4. Just that's the full name that they're using.
Ooh.
I've never seen Grand Theft or Rockstar use just GTA something. That's just an acronym. They haven't even trademarked GTA anything except for GTA 5. That's the only name that they've actually trademarked as an acronym.
Yeah.
So personally, I think it's fake. I think a lot of people are being suckered into believing that it's legitimate. It was on Dig with 700 some views, but or 700
I don't think digs. I don't see why they'd actually release any information about it. Because it's one of those achievements. Is just one of the things you find out when you get the game, and after it's released, it's not something that is leaked or whatever. So I'm actually I hope they're not leaked. Actually, I'd like to find out what they are for myself, and then
As for the GTA 5 thing that I mentioned, because I see some people in the chat room asking about it, if you look up in the American trademark website or whatever, the organization where you actually have to trademark any sort of name or anything that you're going to be using in your business, GTA 5 is trademarked by Take-Two. GTA 4 is not. And that's the only reason that I brought that up.
Ah.
So, just a little interesting tidbit. Anyways.
No, cool.
So there's that. We'll be posting the poll on the forums as usual, so you can have your say and have your opinion. And
don't go ahead of us. Don't post it just to spite us, because we'll just lock it, because we have power.
Yes, we'll just lock it. Anyways.
Except me.
Except for TD, the only one with no power. Anyways, we'll go to a break, and then when we come back, we're going to jump into the headlines and start talking about some actual Grand Theft Auto stuff, including multiplayer. So settle down, Ustreamer 32417.
Oh, we'll kick you up the ass.
I'll kick you up the ass. We'll be right back.
147, is that?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for chicken.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for a feast. Eat
than any peace bucket you can tell. He's been to Clucking Bell. The chicken is a bird with a tiny brain. So we assume he doesn't feel any pain. We shrink their heads and we breed them fast. 6 wings, 40 breasts, and then they're gassed. Cock-a-doodle-doo, we're psychotic crazies. Cock-a-doodle-doo, factory farming's insane. We denied it all before our stock price fell. Come down to Clucking Bell.
Clucking Bell! If you enjoy it, the chicken didn't die in vain.
And we're back into the netcast. We're on the headlines right now, so let's just jump right into this good stuff. Starting off with the headlines, EA extending the deadline for the takeover of Take Two. They're extending it by 1 week, pushing it on to April the 18th instead of April the 8th or April the 10th, something like that. They've extended it by a week. $2 billion hostile bid. This is madness. I can't believe how much money EA is willing to dish out to take over Take-Two. Not even as developers, but just as publishers. For anyone who says Grand Theft Auto doesn't mean a lot, holy shit. $2 billion? Holy hell. That's a lot of fucking money.
You could actually could actually cure world famine with that amount of money. But no, it's gone into a video game about killing people. Yay! Sorry, I'll get off my moral high horse now.
So, I know we've been kind of ignoring the EA thing on GTA4.net. We've been ignoring it all over GTA.net, actually. And I know some people are asking why. And the reasoning behind that is that some of the other staff members don't believe that the EA story is that big of a deal. Now, personally, I disagree. I think it's rather significant, considering that EA has come forward and openly admitted the entire reason they're going after Take-Two is for Grand Theft Auto 4. That is the only reason that they're going after Take-Two right now. And the fact that they're willing to dish out $2 billion, $2 billion in this hostile takeover, just so they can have their name on the logo, their logo on the packaging. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. TD, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, we discussed this last time I was here in the first one, and I think that it's really showing desperately how much EA do really want to get their hands on Rockstar, really. Like, if they're willing to pay such a huge amount of money, like, it really shows just how well they think GTA 4 is going to do, and just how desperately they do want to get a piece of the GTA 4 goodness. If that's one way of putting it.
Well, it does make sense. It's. I hate EA. I'm just going to say it right now. I hate EA. I think a lot of people feel that way. And I don't know when the IGN thing is coming out, by the way. All I know is that EA is a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I thought IGN thing was coming out recently. Like, I thought it was today, actually. It says on the building in Brave New World that we're going to have a new... Here we go, pushing it to the limits. It's actually out now.
It's out now?
It came up 10 minutes ago.
All right, there you go. 10 minutes ago as of 7:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the second part of the IGN thing has come out. So you can go check that out, or you can keep watching us, or you can listen to the podcast after we're done. Either
way.
9 pages.
So it might be worth waiting and then just reading it after. But yeah, nice read. And I also opened a new topic, and there's two screenshots that I haven't seen before. One of the NRGF, and NRG900F, which is looks like the new NRG, which is pretty cool. And it looks nice as well. Inside bats of colours on my dad.
Yay.
That's good, though. Kind of sucks that it came out at the same time that we're doing this, because I want to read that. Shit.
Me too. In fact, yeah. We should just end this now.
We just end it now and go and read it, then come back. So why don't we move on to the next trailer? Ate, cool. I believe you're covering that.
I did indeed. Right, okay. First thing I'd like to mention about this new trailer, which is entitled Good Lord, What Are You Doing?, aka Everyone's Alright, is the music that you first hear. It's kind of like reggae, which is specifically made for the game, because it mentions Liberty City a few times. And in my experience, there isn't actually a place called Liberty City, so it's pretty cool. And I love the music. I love the whole feel of this trailer. It's really dark, and especially the first few scenes where it's got the like the the oil tower things, and you got the helicopter flying by. It's just all fiery and cool. And I think it's one of the best, even though it's not as long as the third one. It's probably one of my favourite because it just shows so many aspects of the game within a short space of time. The Euphoria in action properly. And then you've got a lot more action in this one than the other ones, especially how cars blow up as well. Later on, you've got the car actually blowing up and then Nico going, "Ah!" and then kind of doing a flip in motion, which looks awesome. That's probably my favourite bit of the trailer, actually, where it kind of like spins around. I just love this trailer so much. So much squeezed into it, and I just love the whole feel of it. What do you think of the trailer, Andy?
Personally, I think that the trailer is the best one that they've released next to the first one. I think that the first trailer and the last trailer are the two best trailers. They're the only two that actually get me excited about the game. I felt that the other trailers weren't up to par. They weren't as good. That's just personal opinion, though. But this last trailer actually has me really, really pumped to go out and play the game, especially with all the other leaks that we've been seeing. The recent posting of the UI, which is very minimalist in that, Zoom magazine from Australia. That was sweet.
Yeah.
So seeing stuff like that, plus the latest trailer, it's bloody brilliant. Bloody brilliant.
And now it is less than a month before the game is released, and it makes me so happy. we actually got to see the what their HUD looks like as well. And it just looks so good. I mean, before you get to all these screens, but it doesn't actually prepare you for what it'll look like on your own TV. But seeing that screen, you can see it on the TV. I mean, it's not exactly behind the camera's not exactly behind, but it shows you how it will be as you're playing, and it looks amazing. I mean, that shot with the Land Rover, it looks fantastic. I just can't wait for it now, seeing that.
Definitely. That's one thing that I was kind of wondering why people were complaining about the quality of that particular shot. For once, we've seen what it will actually look like on your TV. You're actually able to kind of imagine what is it like to actually play Grand Theft Auto on your TV set by looking at that picture, and it's... Personally, I think it's better than any of the other screenshots in terms of being able to do that. You're able to actually look at it and say, shit, this is going to look damn good on my TV.
I was actually shocked how much HUD there is. I mean, how little HUD there is. I mean, I thought there's going to have at least have all the money and how much you've got, but all there is just a radar in the corner with two health bars around it. I mean, it makes the game a lot more cinematic to play, as if you're actually there, rather than having all this shit around your screen. It's pretty cool. I like it. I think it was a good decision doing that, rather than having all this stuff around your screen, because it keeps it simple, but it's all there. It's all you need.
Yeah.
TD, any thoughts?
Well, as I've just said before, I think one of the main focuses of the trailer was really just to show off how powerful the Euphoria engine really is, because I think a lot of it was on a second. So yeah, I think a lot of the trailer focused on just like showing off what exactly it can do, and it showed it incredibly well, I thought. Though saying that, it wasn't actually my favourite trailer. I much prefer trailer 3 to any of the other trailers, in my opinion, because it just had such a good feel to it, I thought. But you know, apart from that, we really can't fault the new trailer.
I mean, I think the other three trailers, I mean, the first one kind of showed what the city was and where the game will take place, and a bit more, like the graphics and how the time of day will work as well, how the sun progresses across the sky. Second one kind of shows a bit more about what Nico does in Liberty, just like a mission or something. And the third one kind of shows, the third one's the longest one, obviously, and it just shows a bit more about what you'd be dealing with in Liberty as you're playing, and the kind of missions they'd be doing and the people that it worked for. And that coupled with the site releasing all the bios on and the little videos of people kind of like puts in perspective what kind of people that you're going to be working for, or what you're going to be, who you're going to go to the pub with or whatever. And then this fourth one just kind of shows off everything else, like the graphics The graphics a lot more, the action, the euphoria, and it doesn't exactly show much story line, not as much as the third or second one, I don't think. I mean, it has a slight mafia feel about it, but I think it's definitely just showing off more of the graphics and how the game will work rather than the actual thing, which is pretty cool. That's probably why it's my favorite one.
That's definitely an important part. The fact that we're not seeing a whole lot in the way of storyline, we're starting to see more of just the environment of the game.
You don't want to ruin it, do you?
Yeah, you don't want to ruin the storyline. There's already like leaks coming out and people complaining that they've been releasing too much information. You can already kind of guess which way the plot's going to go. This trailer does an excellent job of giving you everything that is great about Grand Theft Auto in a nutshell. You already know, you can already kind of assume what's going to happen storyline-wise, but they haven't given out enough in the way of details to really ruin it for you. So it's this perfect balance. It's a perfect way to wrap up the trailers. Now, you mentioned the website. Now, speaking of the website, the new Rockstar Social Club that was announced a few days back. TD, I believe you're covering this one. What's going on with the Rockstar Social Club?
Yes, well, pretty much. It was on the Thursday last week that they first announced it, and I think it came through to a few of the gaming websites like IGN. But pretty much what they're doing, they're taking the like achievements like you have in Xbox Live and recently introduced into Steam, and they're kind of incorporating that but having it solely for Rockstar Games. And the first one that's going to be taking advantage of this is going to be GTA 4 itself. And a few details have been released about what exactly this is going to be. And there's things like there's going to be maps on, that's going to show like the most common places that characters die and things like that. And it's going to have like achievements like who achieves what first, like 100%, who finishes the storyline, things like that. And it's also going to have like awards for achieving these things. But I personally think it's a very good idea. I think it's a very good idea that's going to just give the game even more depth than it's already got, and it's going to majorly improve people's playing experience. Because it's going to draw people in further to the game itself, and like try and make them want to achieve more, even after they've finished perhaps just the story.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's a great move by Rockstar. Just doing something that will give multiplayer. I mean, multiplayer is going to be awesome anyway, but it'll give it a bit more reason and give it a bit more. Give you something to aim for. I mean, that's what games are doing nowadays. The options like BF2 and Call of Duty, and they've all got like a leaderboard and stuff. I think that's all the reason at least for games to do. So it's a good move by Rockstar to do that. I really love the look of the whole thing as well. I mean, we haven't seen that much, but the logo looks awesome.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. One thing that I did notice about it is that it's going to be a great source of ego stroking, the E-peen. Anyone who's played Halo knows all about the rankings and the whole deal with Halo, as well as Call of Duty 4. It's this whole thing about just topping out the charts, being better than everybody else, and having that epic E-peen. It's all about the E-peen.
It is indeed.
One thing that we were worried about, though, with the Rockstar Social Club was whether or not it will take away from other communities like GTAforums.com. We don't know yet whether or not it will. We're hoping that GTA Forums will continue to be like the primary source of Grand Theft Auto community, and then it'll just kind of be our responsibility to take care of the community while Rockstar does their own thing. We don't know yet, though. That is one worry that we have, that Rockstar is going to swoop in and then just do what we do, but do it better, and then we end up curling up in the side of a gutter.
I wouldn't just actually worry about trying to get up the ranks too much, because you always get some losers that are on it 24/7, and that are always trying to get be the best. I mean, it's pretty much impossible to be one of the top unless you're amazing. So I think Data posted that poll, didn't he? When it was announced, asking whether you'd try and play through the game as quick as you can so you can top the leaderboards and stuff, or you just play it not, like, and savor the moment of the actual game, just savor the and just enjoy it as while it's still there. And just, I think I'd go for the latter actually. I'd rather just play it slowly and enjoy it rather than trying to get on top of some crap leaderboard that I'm never going to be high up on.
Yeah, a quick note to anyone that does that actually want to try and take part in this. Registration for it starts on the April 15th. And yeah, you can go to it just by going to rockstargames.com/social club. And from the 15th, you'll be able to register and take full advantage of the whole experience.
And that's 2 weeks away. And it's actually April 1st, you know, so...
The Rockstar Social Club, too, another great part of that, is that it's not just Xbox players, it's not just PlayStation 3 players, it's both. You just associate the Rockstar Social Club membership with either your Xbox Live or, what is it, PlayStation Network? I think it's called the PlayStation Network. I can't remember. You would just associate that with the Social Club, and you're good to go. You don't need to worry about whether or not you're compatible. If you can play GTA 4, you can get in on the Social Club. Simple as that.
I think in a way that's going to maybe kind of diminish the whole rivalry between 360s and PS3s, because that's been going on since the PS3 came out, really.
The end.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, it does seem to sometimes take over the GTA 4 section. Like, you just get so many topics saying, oh, you know, like, oh, there's going to be all these advantages to playing on the 360. It's like, oh, no, PS3's going to have all this. But with this, it's just going to kind of shut everyone up so they can just play together and just stop moaning.
All right, so I think we've exhausted those topics. We're going to go to another break, and then when we come back again, we'll start hitting on the topics from GTAforums.com. We will be right back.
Stopping global warming has finally gotten cool. Street Style meets environmental concern with this seriously bad, morally good, fully customizable luxury VIP-style hybrid sedan, the Karen Dilettante. Expensive, but the earth is worth it. Low emissions plus hot style equals the ride of the streets. For only $39,999, the Karen Dilettante. Bad plus good equals better for everyone.
And we're back from the break. We're heading into the topics now from GTAforums.com, the largest English-speaking Grand Theft Auto community on the internet. Starting off with a thread from Ate. What do you got for us?
Hello. My thread is my thread, because that's how much of a self-whore I am. No, the topic, my hot topic is in Visual Arts Forum, which is in the community section of the forum, and it's called Ivy Film Festival Machinima Contest, and me and TD here, who is with today, finalists in it. Originally, in this competition, there was about 60 different, was it 60, something like that, different entries.
74
of different machinima, which is basically movies that have been made in a game and like directed in the game and stuff. And yeah, and out of all 74 videos, we're in the top last 10 finalists, which is pretty good for our first movie, or one of our first movies, which is Skinner, which is part of a 4-part movie that we're working on. So that's my topic. And I'd just like you to go there and vote for it and support it. And if we win, we get money and stuff.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big deal to me, because I have no money at all, ever.
So
getting £65 would be very, very good.
I think I'd donate some of my money to TD to help with his Xbox fund, because I don't really need the money, because I've got a job. But yeah, so
I don't.
So vote and, you know, support your local... No, not local. Your international cast is... Yeah, that's my topic.
Yeah, plus it is a good movie that is worth watching as well, by the way. It's not just like a completely shit film that we're asking you to vote for. It is definitely worth voting for.
You
don't
have to
blow my own trumpet.
You don't have the attention span of a seal to watch it all the way through. But, you know, that's the topic. Just linked you to it.
Yep.
So go there and vote.
And check out the video, of course. Check out the video first before you vote.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't have to if you don't want to.
But you can. Just go and vote. All right. The next shout-out I want to give is to the EuroMeet 2008. And this is a meeting for Grand Theft Auto folks who are in Europe. This has gone on, what is it, once before, twice before?
Three or four times now, I think.
Three or four times. Holy shit.
They did it two or three times in Blackpool, then in Paris last year.
They went to Paris. So it started in 2005, I think. Yeah.
Has it been that long? Jesus. Well, here's the rundown of the information on it. It's taking place in Sheldon in Hampshire. That's how you say it, right?
Hampshire.
Beechcroft House in Sheldon near Elton in Hampshire. The 4th of July, 2008 to the 7th of July, 2008. So it's three nights. Yes, GTA Forums has a house now. There is a house that's being rented out.
GTA house.
This is for everybody who wants to go. Check out the link. I'll pop it into the chat right now.
And I might be going. I mean, if I can get, I should be able to get the money quite easily. I just need to pass my driving lesson, pass my driving test, which is indeed possible before July, and get the car, which is also possible. So if I can get all those things sorted, I'll be there. So if you want to see me in person, then get yourself down there.
There will probably be tea. There will most likely be tea. There is always tea. There's nothing wrong with tea.
There will also be coffee as well.
And there'll be coffee.
Yes.
Look at that. There'll be coffee. Will there be any beer?
Will be beer.
There's always a lot of beer. Alcohol, I believe, yeah.
And not just beer, right? We need hard liquor.
Yeah. Bastards.
You need vodka, you need whiskey, scotch, everything. You need everything to make it a perfect GTA meetup. So check out the link in the chat, and it's also going to be in the show notes. The GTF meet 2008. We need more people getting into that. I would go, except I can't afford a plane ticket overseas. That's a bit beyond me.
I actually think it's full now. All the positions are filled up. So even if I get all that shit sorted, I might not even be going anyway. But no, just check out the topic and support it, because it's for a good cause. Getting GTFers together.
And drunk.
I mean, I actually met Flicko the other day, like the other week. Because he lives very close to me, about 5 miles or something. So we went to the cinema, and it's pretty cool.
There you go.
If you can, meet your fellow GTFers and become a whole.
And get drunk with them and regret it the next morning.
Now, speaking of Europeans...
I swear only half the members that go try and get off with Bendy, but, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I said it.
Is she actually going this year? I'm not sure if she is.
First she said she wasn't, and now I think she is again.
Oh. Anyway, you're saying, Andy, sorry.
What I was going to say is this: I was going to try to make a smooth segue into the next topic, but I've just been rushing this thing along a little bit too much. TD, the next one is yours, the pub. What's up with that?
It is. Well, in the movies and TV section, there was pretty much just one main topic that we try and focus all British TV chat into, and that's the pub. And there was an original one, but it kind of got closed because it got too big. So they started a new one back up in February, and since then it's been steadily growing. And really, it's just, personally, it's one of my favourite topics in the entire forum, because the whole thing just, like... You know, sometimes in the forum, some places aren't always the friendliest. Yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. Like to me, it always seems like the pub is one of the most friendly places on the forum that you can go to, because
in a community,
because it's quite like tight knit, but you can still like jump in and contribute. Plus, it's always active really, because it's about TV. Yeah, and that never disappears, and there's always something good on somewhere. But really, I just think it's one of my favourite topics in the forum, and I just wanted to give it a bit more exposure to maybe people that hadn't ventured into the movies and TV section before. So, check it out. It's good definitely topic. Worth going to,
We have American TV shows, funnily enough, so you might be able to schedule.
There you go.
So, it's not It's not strictly British, but it helps.
Yeah.
There is a heavy dose of British. Shows. All right. And then it just goes off to an awkward silence. In that case, I think we'll go to another break, and then when we come back, we'll go into the shout-outs. We'll be right back.
My name is Brian O'Toole. I wanted to fight the war on terror, but I don't read so good. Most careers were closed to me. That's why I joined the LCPD. Now I'm on the front lines, helping tourists and fighting terrorists. I rifle through people's bags on the subway to protect freedom.
I arrest protesters at political conventions for straying outside the free speech zone.
Being a cop used to be about stopping crime. Now, thanks to politicians, it's about fighting terrorists, one old lady at a time. I'm protecting freedom, whatever the cost. I'm a hero, and I know it.
And we're back from the breaks. Now we're just going to... Back from the break. Now we're just going to go into the shout-outs now that we've wrapped everything up quite nicely. So, Ate, why don't we start with you? Who do you want to shout-out to?
That's a good one. I'll probably just say Oliver Zaibatsu again, as usual. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to, as usual, another as usual, the photography contest, which this week, we're on contest 5 now. And this week, it's on... Well, this time... It's on animals, yeah. And I posted mine again, which is my cat Tiger doing a big yawn, which is pretty cool. Yeah, so that's pretty much me shouted out.
And what about you, GD? Shoutouts?
I've probably given out to Taste of Chaos, who only joined Zaibatsu last couple of weeks, I think it was. But over the past couple of months, I've really got to know him quite well, and I know Otte has as well.
Yeah,
he's
cool.
He's quickly become, like, he's shone out through most other members on the forums that I've found right now. So pretty much, you know, just yo, Taste of Chaos, what's up?
Hello.
He's Sam.
Sweet.
Which is real.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just
wrap.
Andy?
Thank you. About going to Euro meet as well. So that might be that. And you, Andy, finally?
I think I have a few shout-outs here. I'd like to give a shout-out to, first off, Ronnie Boy, because I've been meaning to give you a shout-out. He's been sitting in there in the chat asking for a shout-out for the past, like, half hour. So a shout-out to Ronnie Boy. Another shout-out to Scott, or Icarus, and everybody else who wished me a happy birthday on GTA forums yesterday. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Thank you.
Pat,
if you're still listening, fuck you. And who else? A shout out to who else is in the channel here? I want to give a shout out to Adam CS. He's actually sitting here. I did not even realize that. We got a lot of people in here. Holy hell. Neural Jimmy 633 GTA Goldie Freaky Surinky Rooney Slate Vanilla Shake Unibomber Holy Grenade Frenzy. Come on, people, give me more names. I'll just keep shouting out.
JC again. You know how a couple of weeks ago I said
Abe.
I hope you...
Shout out to Abe.
Yeah. Well,
shout
I'd
out
like to
Buffalo
say...
Soldier. Now that I've done my shout out, I'm going to wrap that all up by saying thank you to everybody who has joined us in the broadcast. We are currently sitting at about 565, 66, 65 viewers, as well as about 60 people in the channel. Thanks so much for making this a decent success. Things will get better as time goes on. It's not going to suck this bad. We're going to keep improving. We're going to do this every week, every Sunday. Tune in, check out the podcast, and then we'll have the actual audio up the following day. Of course, register at GTAforums.com if you haven't already. Join in on all the Grand Theft Auto discussion. The Rockstar Social Club is coming in a couple of weeks, and guess what? Only 1 month left till Grand Theft Auto 4. Thanks, everybody, and cheers. Have a good night.
I want a new fence.
We just got one 2 years ago after your parents were killed.
I want a new fence. That's it. We're never having sex again.